Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidinil mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Innal ladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati kanat lahum jannatul firdaws nuzula. Sadaqallahu al-'azim. Wa 'an Abi Malik al-Ash'ari radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: "At-tuhuru shatrul iman walhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan wa subhanallahi walhamdulillahi tamla'an aw tamla'u ma bainas samawati wal ard." والصلاة نور والصدقة برهان والصبر ضياء والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك كل الناس يغدو فبائع نفسه فمعتقها أو موبقها أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله. We can never ever thank Allah Rabbul Izzat enough. We can never ever make enough shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat for having granted us iman. But as we have mentioned many a time, that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about iman, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the successful believer, then attached to iman, or a condition that goes with iman, which then becomes a formula for success, is a'mal saliha. That with iman, we must have a'mal saliha. If Allah Pak grants us hayati, the capital of life, then with that life, we have to engage in a'mal saliha. We have to abstain from gunas, etc. And this is the formula for success in this world also, in the qabr also, in the akhirat also. So many times, we are being advised that we need to engage in a'mal, we need to perform good deeds, etc. But sometimes, if a little bit of light is shed on the effect of certain a'mal, then maybe it will encourage us to do those particular deeds. So this wonderful hadith sharif, it is narrated by Hazrat Malik al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala, in which he quotes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, and then he gives different a'mal that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned with regards to a certain action, and what is the effect of that action. So the hadith starts off where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that at-tuhuru shatrul iman, that paaki, wuzu, to make wuzu, take a ghusl and become paak, to remain in a state of paaki, this is half of iman. So many times we hear this, that paaki, purity, is half of iman. So from maktab also we are taught this, that paaki is half of iman. So what is meant by this statement that paaki is half of iman? One is that in one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that only a believer, only a person who is a true mu'min, a true believer, he will want to remain ba wuzu. A person who is a kafir, he doesn't even understand the concept of wuzu. And a person who is a Muslim, but he is not conscious of his iman. He's a Muslim, but he's not really conscious of his iman. He's going into haram places, napak places, etc. So what is he going to worry about remaining ba wuzu, remaining in the state of wuzu? So only a true believer, a true mu'min, he will worry about being in a state of paaki. Because at any time, you know, he can pick up the Quran Sharif and recite. Namaz times are going to come in between the day. How can he ever be in a state of napaki? Then also, a believer when he is in a state of wuzu or she is in a state of wuzu, then it is even more difficult for shaitan to attack that person. It becomes more difficult for shaitan to make waswasa on this person, because this person is ba wuzu. He has got like a armor, like a shield around him because he is ba wuzu. We, due to our weakness, maybe we are not remaining in a state of wuzu all the time. So we can't understand what is the benefit of remaining ba wuzu. But if you ask a person who is in the state of wuzu most of the time, when his wuzu breaks, immediately it is like as if to say somebody took some mud and threw it on your clothing. Like how if somebody took some mud and threw on our clothing, now immediately we are uneasy, we want to change these clothes. So this person, because he remains ba wuzu all the time, so immediately when he is not in a state of wuzu, he feels like that, like there's something dirty, something is not right. He needs to go and make wuzu and come in a pure state. And then the muhaddiseen, they have explained that when a person brings iman, when a person accepts Islam, when he brings iman, and we must always make dua for the hidayat of mankind, and we must make effort that the entire mankind becomes believers. And if we are too weak to make the effort, then at least we must make dua for those people who are making the effort and try and assist them, compliment them, encourage them. So when a person brings iman, when he recites the kalima, then what happens? All his previous gunas are washed out. Whether it is kabira gunas, major sins or minor sins, all are washed out. So this is the effect of iman. And wuzu has got a similar effect, but half the power. When a person makes wuzu, all his saghira gunas are maaf. Every minor sin that the person committed, all those gunas become maaf. In fact, in one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that man tawadda fa ahsana al wudu kharajat khatayahu min jasadihi hatta takhruja min tahti asfarihi. That when a person makes wuzu and he makes the wuzu properly, he takes into consideration all the sunnats of wuzu, all the adab of wuzu, all the mustahabs of wuzu, he abstains from all the makruhat of wuzu. Now many of us, if somebody have to ask us that what are the sunnats of wuzu, we'll be scratching our head. If somebody have to ask us what is the mustahabs of wuzu, we'll be scratching our head. Somebody have to ask us what is the makruhat of wuzu, we'll be scratching our head. Sometimes it is so sad that we don't even know what breaks wuzu. We don't even know what breaks wuzu. Sometimes we see so many people, they are sitting against the wall. So if a person is sitting, is relaxing, he had a heavy day, his back is paining or something, no problem. He can have a relax. No problem. He leans against the wall. But so many times a person falls off to sleep. Now he's leaning against the wall, or he's sitting on the chair and he's leaning on the chair and he fell off to sleep. And then namaz time he's standing up to and reading namaz. He doesn't even know that the wuzu has broken. His wuzu is broken, he needs to go and make another wuzu. So the person doesn't have the knowledge, that's why he's just standing up and reading namaz. Although he was sleeping, sometimes he's snoring also.